Michelle Armoneau, narrator.
The office was quiet. The carpet man had left, and she and Nat were sitting in her office going over the day's events. "You'd better read this," Nat said, sliding the folded newspaper towards Maggie. "I wonder why it's taken the cops so long to identify him." Maggie picked up the newspaper and read the article. "You're right. It's been 2 weeks since we found the body." She couldn't help giving a shiver. Of course, it was getting quite dark when we discovered him. "I wonder why Mrs. Dubois wasn't at the resort with her husband," Nat mused. "Perhaps she prefers the city life. Not everyone is into a log fires, antlers on the wall kind of vacation. We'll probably find out when we interview her on Monday." Jacqueline Dubois was small, slim, dark, and very young, probably in her early 20s. She was dressed in deep mourning, black pillbox hat with a small veil, black dress, shoes, stockings, and handbag. The black mink draped over her shoulders and the fingers covered in rings spoke of money.
"You know, it's early days yet, Mrs. Dubois. Perhaps you should give the police a little more time,"
Nat suggested when the three of them were seated.
"Maurice had no time for les cops," Jacqueline Dubois answered, her accent giving away her Quebecois heritage.
"And I think there was, how do you say, funny business going on in his death."
"Funny business?" Maggie asked. "When was the last time you saw your husband?"
"At my papa's house in Montreal. Then Maurice flew back here to the coast on the December 27.
"Did he call you from the lodge?"
"No."
She took a lace-edged hanky out of her handbag and gently dabbed her eyes.
"I called the resort when he didn't come home, and they told me he had left on the previous Saturday."
"Did your husband know the others up at the lodge?" Maggie asked.
"Some. They are, how do you say, business associates?"
"To do with his logging operation?" Nat asked.
"No, no. He has an interest in the St. Clair Cove Resort. He wanted to subdivide and build big houses there."
"And the guests were potential customers?" Maggie asked.
"Oui."
"Did you know any of them?" Nat asked.
Jacqueline Dubois shook her head.
"As I say, it was business. I know nothing about business. Maurice always tell me."
She paused and blushed.
"Not to worry my pretty little head. Now I wish I had asked questions."